USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have the worst laws of any country anywhere in the world. If you get rid of catch and release, chain migration, visa lottery.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The president also says he's doing what he can to stop illegal immigration. On Capitol Hill on Tuesday, House Democrats are going after Attorney General William Barr over his decision to join a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act.
And the president's made clear that he wants a strong health care legislation, and he wants to protect pre-existing conditions in the event that the court accepts the legal arguments that we've presented.
Worries about it so much so that you're pursuing a case that would take it away from them.
Well,
the irony of that is rich.
Florida Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist responding to Barr there. Democrats point out that striking down Obamacare would cause tens of millions of people to lose their insurance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
At the White House on Tuesday, President Trump says the departure of DHS Secretary Nielsen is not part of a wider effort to overhaul the staff at the DHS.
Kevin is going to do a fantastic job. He's acting, but I think he's going to do a fantastic job. And we're not doing anything very big as far as what we need. Homeland Security, that's exactly what we want.
Forget $15 as a minimum wage. A big bank is planning to up that to $20 an hour. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That's what Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan says they'll be doing. When the new hike takes effect in about 2 years, it means the bank will be starting people at $41,000 a year. The minimum wage will rise to $17 an hour starting this May 1st. The moves are coming as Moynihan and other bank CEOs are scheduled to testify before the House Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill on Wednesday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Conservative commentator Matt Walsh is getting pushback from students at Baylor University, a Christian university in Texas, for a speech he's scheduled to give on Tuesday night. Walsh joins Fox News and explains some of the pushback against him.
You would think going down to a Christian university in Texas, of all places, that a speech about protecting life, marriage, and gender, which is what the speech is going to be about, you think that, you know, people would at least be open to hearing the message. But I think, you know, we know the situation on college campuses where oftentimes opposing viewpoints are not welcome and students don't know how to deal with someone presenting a point of view that's foreign to them. So we know that that's the situation. But then there's also another angle of this, which is it's been the case for a long time, for decades, that in many Christian colleges are sort of Christian in name only. And the culture on campus in many of these places is not Christian at all. And in fact, can be really openly hostile to Christianity.
Walsh was next asked if he hates individuals that aren't like him.
No, not at all. Not at all. And that's one of the main things. I hope that people who disagree come to the speech and at least hear me out, because that's one of the main things that I hope. I'm not under any illusions that I'm going to be able to convert anyone today, you know, in a 1 hour speech. Mm-hmm. But I at least hope that they'll walk away realizing that, look, it's possible to be pro-life. It's possible to be pro-traditional marriage and these things. Without hating anyone.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.